welcome to Dig in the Dirt. Today, we are going to talk about blending of school and farming, which is an awesome thing. I have participants and members of the C School Cooperative. I have Lee Knott, Johnny Bean, okay, and Atlas, Kai, and Jade. Welcome, everyone. Let's hear everyone say hello.
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 Hi.
All right, so there's a lot of people here, so bear with us while we figure out how to get everyone up. Okay, so Lee, you're the queen here, so let's hear from you. Tell us about when the C School Cooperative started and what it's about.
Okay, we were founded in 2012 as a response to the needs of local parents to have an educational model that reflected the social, academic, and emotional needs of our community.
Okay, and this community is on the Long Beach Peninsula.
On the Long Beach, yeah, we're located on the Long Beach Peninsula.
And physically, the place where this is in Long Beach.
Long Beach, north of Long Beach. If you drive along Pacific, there's a big wind turbine, and that's where we're at.
Oh,
so we're pretty
okay.
prominent along
okay.
the road.
Okay.
So currently, we decided that we are an organic permaculture farm. And
what does that mean?
That means that we focus on the design elements of meeting the needs of every part of the environment. So we produce food, but we also make sure that the animals that are helping produce the food are taken care of. And we see them as an integral part of every part of our culture. So everything okay. has value and contributes to.
Okay, so this is a school. Is this mm-hmm. like a preschool school or school? What kind of school
is
it? We
have ages 4 through 21. So it's multi-age
okay.
level. And we help the kids, the older kids help the younger kids in the day-to-day learning and activities. And they cooperate in finding educational ideas that they want to do, and then they work together to make that happen.
Okay, so let's talk to these kids. What do you do on the farm? Tell us. What do you do?
Kai, right here.
I take care of the bunnies.
Uh-huh. And what do? You feed them?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And water them.
Uh-huh. And do they have babies?
Yeah, we just got a bunch.
Really? Cool. Okay.
And you sell them,
yes,
right, to fund
yes,
activities.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
You sell the bunnies. Cool. What kinds of bunnies do you have?
Mini Rexes.
Oh, those are cool rabbits. Okay, now.
And we yeah. also sell the manure as a soil amendment.
Uh-huh.
So they contribute to the farm that way. And we also do rabbit tractors, which is an element of putting them right onto the garden beds, and we move them along as they eat the grass and weeds.
Oh, you mean in their cages?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. Like I've seen for chickens. Chicken tractor.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, what a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you do on the farm?
Feed Marco. Feed a dog.
You feed a dog. Okay. Yeah, all right.
We have a farm dog, which is pretty important for ensuring that our animals stay safe.
And his name is Marco.
Okay. All right. And how about you?
I take care of the chickens.
Okay, you take care of the chickens. And what do you do with the chickens?
I feed them.
You feed them. Okay. What about eggs?
We get eggs and we incubate some.
Oh, so you get chicks. Do you also collect the eggs to eat?
Yeah.
And maybe sell?
We make pancakes with them.
Oh, nice.
And French toast.
Oh, awesome. Okay. So there are all kinds of things going on.
Yeah, we use the food that we produce as part of our a classroom so that they help make the food as well during the day. And then we sell it as a CSA, and we also do farmers market, so the Thursday market in Astoria. And we also
So you're talking about the Rivers People's Market.
Right, exactly.
But you weren't there last year.
Not last year. We're going to be there this year, though.
Uh-huh.
We were at the Iwako Saturday market last mm-hmm. year.
Are you going to be there this year?
No.
Okay. It's too much to do more than one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're starting to sell to restaurants, and we found that the Rivers People Market is a really good outlet to be able to connect with chefs.
Okay. So. All right. So let's talk about, this is a school. So let's talk about the school aspect, mm-hmm. how this is a school.
We have a younger program that's a cooperative school, so that happens daily. And then we also have a re-engagement program called Learning Environments on Farms.
Okay.
And LEAF for short. And we have older kids who have been disengaged from the school system.
So how old are, like what's the range?
16 to 21.
Oh, got it. Okay. So we're talking about high school age.
Right.
Okay.
And they come and participate in self-directed learning and GED prep to be able to graduate and then also go on to launch into their lives with job skills.
So how do they find you? I mean, how would they know?
Word of mouth has been our primary recruitment, but we also have school administrators being recommending kids to our program.
Uh-huh. Okay, so Johnny, how'd you get involved?
My brother started going there. Uh-huh. And, like, he introduced me to it and stuff like that.
Uh-huh. So, did you grow up on the peninsula?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's it like for you?
Going to the school, mm-hmm. it's a lot better than going to a public school.
Uh-huh. What's better about it?
You get to learn what you, like, want to learn about instead of what they want you to learn
uh-huh.
at public schools.
Uh-huh. And so, are you involved with the farming and the, specifically, are you involved with, like, gardening or animals or
yes
all yeah. of it. Wow. Okay.
He just enrolled about 2 months ago. He just enrolled about 2 months ago, mm-hmm. and so he has been participating in garden in bed prep for the spring and some planting. And we're gifted a bunch of mulch, and so we've been spreading and doing soil amendment.
Mm-hmm. So. What do you think you're going to do next, like, when you're done with school?
Probably go to a trade school program.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
You don't know? Okay. Well, you don't have to know. I mean, lots of people don't know, and lots of people change what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. That's so what he's been talking about, trade school, maybe electrical engineering kind of idea. Mm-hmm. Polytech is one of the trade schools that we've had a good relationship with, and we also are off-grid, so we have alternative energy design as an integral part of what we do on the
farm.
So
kids can learn about that as well.
Yeah.
How to build it?
Right. And we also do we just completed a micro house on the farm. So
what's a micro house?
It's below 800 square feet house. Literally,
it's a very small house.
A very small house. Yeah, and it's on a 12-volt system, so it's very efficient to use solar energy. You don't have to convert it to AC power. And we use a lot of alternative building methods as well. So a lot of what we do is, in terms of permaculture, is looking at the resources that we have available and using them to the maximum potential
mm-hmm.
for the area and creating abundance with what we have rather than feeling like we're in a scarcity mindset.
It sounds like there are the things that you have to offer that a lot of adults would want to learn.
We do have adults that come and volunteer on a regular basis to learn and become
So if people
engaged.
Wanted to do that, or they wanted to refer a child there, how would they do it?
Well, you can contact me. I'm the executive director, so you can email me at info@cschoolcooperative.org. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, and so you can contact me that way, or you can come by. Mm-hmm. Fridays we have community days, so every Friday we're open, basically an open house from 11 until 2.
And people don't need an appointment, they can just come?
Yeah, you can just come. It's better to email in advance just to make sure we don't have some kind of event going on that we have to be out of the area, but most often we have Fridays are open.
Okay, so how do you get there?
Well, you go to the Long Beach Peninsula. So if you go directly into Long Beach and you head north on Pacific, You go north of Long Beach City about 4 miles, and we're on the right-hand side about a quarter of a mile after Cranberry Road. On the right-hand side with a huge black and white wind turbine and a red building. It's pretty easy to find.
That sounds great. And there's plenty of parking?
Plenty of parking, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Okay. And so how many kids do you have?
Right now we have 12 kids that are there on a regular basis. We also are a homeschool support organization, so kids that are not necessarily in public school and they also don't want to be in the community school on a regular basis, they come to enrichment activities. So we have, you know, gardening as an enrichment, we do 4-H type activities and support, and then we also do Aikido and yoga and music. So well-rounded liberal arts, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That sounds fun. Yeah. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more. I'm talking with Lee Knott, Johnny Bean, and Assorted Children from the C-School Cooperative, and we'll be right back.
Bobby and his sister live with a Ms. and Mr. who vowed to love for better or for worse. And Bobby really loves his folks and doesn't understand the jokes. His mom's a doctor and his dad's a nurse. And they're a family, a real family. There may be dust upon the floor, the roof might leak above, but they're a family, a real family, living in a house that's made of love.
Maya and her mother live alone, there are no other people in the house, but still they get along. And they're laughing and they're singing, sounds like 50 bells a-ringing. So let's put them in the chorus of our song, 'cause they're a
family, a little family. There may be dust upon the floor, the roof might leak above, but they're a family, a real family, living in a house that's made of love.
We're back. You're listening to Coast Community Radio, and we are talking about the C-School Cooperative and what they have to offer for kids that want a different kind of learning environment. Lee, let's talk about the kinds of kids that find you and what they need.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking before about food insecurity, mm-hmm. and that there's a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. 80% of the kids on the Long Beach Peninsula are considered low income or food insecure. And so we've been trying to create more healthy food opportunities on the peninsula, and also educating kids on how to cook real food. So that's part of our curriculum, is being able to use the things that we grow and then cook with them and understand that not all food needs to come in a package to taste good, but mm-hmm. you need to be able to know how to cook it. And there's been multiple generations of kids who don't have a lot of education in terms of how to cook at all.
That is completely true.
Yeah.
One of my grandmothers knew how to cook by opening cans.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
And I'm old, so
yeah,
it's been going on for a long time.
Right.
This non-real food.
Right.
I don't think my grandmother, who lived in Portland, knew what a beet looked like in the ground, how to grow it. Or I'm sure she didn't.
And that's a lot of our educational process, is an immersion in the experience of real food,
mm-hmm.
real participation in what it takes to feed our environment and ourselves.
Mm-hmm. So,
well.
Johnny, had you ever done any gardening before?
Yeah.
You had. So in your family, you did gardening.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So this is more of that?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. Okay. And so with food insecurity, does some of the food go into the school? I mean, I would imagine that the majority of the kids are in the public school on the peninsula, correct?
Right. We are trying. That's part of our goal as an organization, is to help the school system provide for the kids at the school. We're in talks with the district right now and being able to provide food. It's just they have a contract with a large corporate provider, and so mm-hmm. it's very difficult to show them that it's a value. So by building up the kids that desire it and the community desiring it, we're hoping that that'll turn their focus onto local food production and bringing it into the schools.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done things to go into like the Boys and Girls Club and teach at every level. So the kids that aren't just at our school, but engaging across the district.
Don't a lot of the kids on the peninsula interact with the Boys and Girls Aid Society?
I mean, right.
So then that would be a great place for them to learn more.
Right, exactly.
So
and also through
some of them do activities coming to you guys?
Yes, yeah. So some of the kids that are not also so we have the homeschool kids and we also have public school kids who come mm-hmm. to after school enrichment activities, the gardening and such like that.
So, God, that's great.
Yeah. And we're just looking to increase that and grow mm-hmm. as mm-hmm. to meet the capacity. There's just so many kids that want to be doing it that uh-huh. aren't. And mm-hmm. so there definitely is a need.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you're up on the Long Beach Peninsula, and the soil is not really soil. The soil is sand. So that's a challenge for gardeners. So how are you overcoming that?
Well, we've partnered with Jim Karnowski mm-hmm. From Biocharm Farms, and he has come up with a soil mix called Ideal Soil.
And that's a great name.
It's a great name, and it has biochar, which he has created
made,
and
right.
yeah, and then also using Sea Crop, which is a mineral amendment from Raymond, Washington, which is also local, and then also an ideal soil mineral balance that he has developed, and we've found. So we use that soil, we sell it.
So does he bag that up?
Or yep.
He bags
yep.
it up.
He bags
okay.
it up, and then we sell it by the 4 gallons for $7 a bag. And you can get that from us on the farm. And it helps to contribute to our older program. And then we also use it as so we've been building raised beds for. And hopefully we want to get to the point where we can actually gift these raised beds to low-income families who apply for them so that we can increase food security and growing all over the peninsula.
So are these light enough that they're transportable?
The bags?
No, no, no.
Oh, the beds?
Yes.
No, we would build them on site.
Okay,
people.
All right.
Yeah.
Because I know every bed we've built, they're pretty. The wood's heavy.
No. Right. Built on site. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's we're developing that program right now, and we've sold and built some for some people in the area, but we would really like to be able to see beds with everybody who wants one, whether mm-hmm. or not they can afford it.
Okay.
So that's one of our
goals.
So
if people live on the peninsula and they want to get bags of this awesome sounding soil, mm-hmm. right, it's really soil.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's soil that you can mix into topsoil, and mm-hmm. it will continue to attract microbacteria and beneficial bacteria for mm-hmm. to the soil, and mm-hmm. It actually grows and retains moisture at an amazing rate and grows organic matter. So it's really a great amendment for mm-hmm. sandy soil, but also for clayey soil. Mm-hmm. It goes both ways.
Right.
So
right. What's good for soil, it's good for soil.
Yeah. And it grows great mineral balanced food, which is important. And you don't necessarily have to amend every year. But we also do soil testing. That's one of the
It's a service that you offer?
A service that we offer, yeah.
Oh, nice.
As well.
So you can teach kids about chemistry, soil
mm-hmm,
chemistry and
exactly.
pH, and that's cool.
We also do gardening with a push mower and scythe. So we love to use technology that may be old but still works and is resource efficient. So using, rather than a gasoline mower, using a push mower that you actually just have maintained because they need to be sharpened.
Yeah.
And a lot of people also have forgotten how to cook food. They've forgotten how to maintain equipment like that.
Sharpening a shovel?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And those little things really enable you to be much more efficient. And there's actually YouTubes out there of size versus weed eaters and size beat weed eaters in terms of time in cutting down long grass.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So just forgotten technologies. There's ways to do things without fossil fuels. You just have to have a creative mindset to find it.
A new
and connect.
It's an old approach, but it's a modern application. So can people buy the soil in larger amounts, or is that the biggest it does? 4 gallons is as big as it comes?
Oh, you can buy it in larger amounts than that.
Oh, you can?
Definitely, yeah.
Could you get a truckload?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So do you have a lot of it?
Yeah. I mean, we have, right now, we have 16 pallets of the soil.
Of bags?
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to get some, should they call first? To make sure
it would be preferable to just contact us via email, or you can call me.
Why don't you give your phone number?
It's 206-383-5433.
Okay, and that's this will get you Lee Knott at the C School Cooperative.
Yep.
And then if you want something there, if you want to come and visit, or if you want to make a contribution. So what is it that you need, what do you need help with?
Well, we're looking to enroll more students.
Okay.
We have the capacity for the next, for 4 more students at this time for older. And that's really who we want to be contacting and engaging, because there's a large amount. Right now, our dropout rate is 25%.
You mean the peninsula?
Yeah.
High school dropout,
yeah.
Rate?
Yeah, and we really want to re-engage those students with their education. They're a human capital that we're losing, bleeding out on the peninsula. And what we're doing by engaging them with their environment and with basically a abundance mindset is a way to really engage themselves in their lives. So It's a value of our community to be able to retain and help those people to grow. So that's what we're looking for, that. And then just to, if anybody's interested in gardening or increasing their own ability to grow food, we welcome them to come by and we can talk to them about how to help with their soil and also plant choice and what grows well here, because we want people to be successful. In growing food. We also sell food out of our, vegetables and eggs and rabbits. So we have a lot of things that people can buy and then contribute to their own properties and their own health.
Mm-hmm.
So
it seems like I could see kids that are either in a agriculture, horticulture class or in 4-H coming as a trip.
Right.
To come there, or garden clubs of adults coming for a field trip. Lots of us who are gardeners like to go and see what other people are up to.
Absolutely.
This sounds like a great opportunity. So there are lots of people that are listening to this that probably would think, well, cool, I want to go there and see what they're up to.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot of fun, and people with some resources might want to contribute so that more kids have an opportunity to actually participate and get re-engaged in doing something that's substantial.
Right. Yeah. And you definitely, you connect with us on Facebook. We're have a pretty active Facebook page in terms of keeping updated on events that we're going to be at, or things that are happening at the farm that people might want to participate in.
Uh-huh. And so people who can't get out there for one reason or another, but once the River People's Market starts in Astoria on Thursday,
right,
you'll be there.
Yep.
When does it start? But not till May.
Yeah, it's not for a while.
I mean, I know that isn't really a long way, but it seems like,
yeah,
it's a stretch, from right
it is,
now.
Definitely. So our Friday days are also a good option to come and connect with us. So
okay.
11 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
And emailing if you have any ideas or questions. We also have a website. It's www.cschoolcooperative.org. And so you can connect with us there. We're okay. It's not really... It's one of the things that we're working on as to grow.
But. Everybody's working on their website. Yeah. It's all right. That's kind of expected.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like you have your hands full.
Well, we're trying to do a lot, but mm-hmm. we find that there's a lot of needs out there mm-hmm. that we can meet. One of the things that we love to have people over at the farm, because it really inspires people and what is possible to grow on the Long Beach Peninsula. Because a lot of people feel like it's such a difficult thing.
It's just sand. The nutrients disappear. Forget it.
Right. I can't do anything. Built over the last few years from no topsoil to 6 to 8 inches of topsoil. Ooh. Without raised beds that wow. retains the... And so we've grown hundreds of pounds of food. And we also are focused on a lot of perennial food items and indigenous food. So things that grow really well, like sunchokes, and we have something called Egyptian walking onions that are perennial onion. We also do lots of fruit, so lots of berries and we also have a lot of opportunities for changing your mind about certain foods, such as plantain or dandelion, seeing them as weeds versus actual food that you can eat. So mm-hmm. changing the palate.
That's great. Yeah. Well, definitely moving away from sweet and processed.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Because those green things are pretty bitter.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, yeah, they can turn into wine. They can be extract.
Right. Or you can make muffins out of them.
That sounds cool. Well, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Yeah, my guests have been Lee Knott and Johnny Bean with Atlas, Kai, and Jade. Thank you all for coming.
Can you say thank you?
You want to say goodbye?
Thank you.
Okay. Have a great week.